Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Tuesday, March the 14th, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Well, when the Federal Reserve is on a rate hiking mission, it normally keeps doing so until something breaks, or so goes the collective wisdom on Wall Street. In the past few days, we've seen two big banks fail, the Silicon Valley Bank and the Signature Bank New York, the second and the third largest bank failures in US history. And now, there is fear of more failures among regional banks. Now, would this count as a breaking point from where the Fed could actually pause or pivot from its rate hiking cycle? That is the perverse outcome that the stock markets have been wishing for ever since the tightening cycle even started. But no, there is no conclusive evidence that that would actually happen. Despite the fact that it was the rising bond yields that proved to be the death knell for SVB, having clocked some $16 billion in unrealized losses on its treasuries, Fed may not be willing to relent just yet. I'll tell you why I say so. But before that, the US closing yesterday definitely gives us some respite as far as the stock markets are concerned. Last night, the yield on two-year treasuries saw the biggest one-day fall in decades. The S&P 500 closed marginally weak and the Nasdaq closed about half a percentage point higher. The dollar erased its gains for the entire year last night. Now, the market expects an 85% probability of a 25 basis point interest rate hike when the Federal Open Market Committee meets on March 21st, 22nd in Washington, D.C., according to CME Group estimate. For a brief period last week, if you recall, markets were expecting a 50 basis point move following remarks by the Fed Chair Jerome Powell, indicating the central bank was actually concerned about the recent hot inflation data released in January, but that expectation now stands changed. Later this evening, when US opens for trading, all eyes will again be on the Consumer Price Index report, which could give some hints on the next moves by the Fed. The expectation now is that inflation will come in at around 6%, lower than 6.4% clocked last month. Now, back to our point on pivot, pause or stay the course. Goldman Sachs is amongst the very few firms which expects the Fed to actually take a breather from the hikes. They do not expect any hike at all this month and expect the Fed to prioritize financial stability for now. Both Bank of America and Citigroup said they expect the Fed to make a 25 basis point hike and continue on the inflation fighting path for a few more months. Some market participants feel that if the Fed does indeed pause, it will not send the right signal to the market as it has already been late in fighting inflation, having called it transitory for the longest time and allowing it to become a bigger problem. This view was articulated best by Citigroup economist Andrew Hollenhorst, who said in his note that Fed officials are unlikely to pivot at next week's meeting by pausing rate hikes. Doing so would invite markets and the public to assume that the Fed's inflation fighting resolve is only in place up to the point when there is any bumpiness in financial markets or the real economy. Of course, there is always a point, and what is the point is the question. Citi, in fact, sees the Fed continuing to raise benchmark funds rate to a targeted range of 5.5 to 5.75%, well above what the market is pricing in today. Now, why do I believe that the Fed will not pause or pivot? That's because after the SVB episode, the regulators unveiled sweeping interventions on Sunday to try to prevent panic from spreading across the broader financial system, with Treasury, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the Fed saying depositors at the failed banks will be paid back in full. The Fed also announced an emergency lending program to help funnel cash to banks facing steep losses on their holdings because of the rise in interest rates. This emergency lending window, which will allow banks that are suffering because of high rate environment to temporarily move to the Fed a chunk of the risk they are facing from higher interest rates, is seen as a sort of insurance policy that could allow the central bank to continue raising rates without causing any further dislocations. This is a point made by Stephen Kelly, Senior Research Associate at Yale's Program on Financial Stability, who was quoted in the New York Times as saying that the Fed has basically just written insurance on interest rate risk for the whole banking system. They have basically underwritten the banking system, and that gives them more room to tighten monetary policy. Meanwhile, our markets are also likely to stabilize today. Yesterday was a bad day for our markets. Markets opened in the green and gained a bit in early trade, but kept slipping to finally settle at 1.5% lower yesterday. The Sensex saw a 897 point cut, while the Nifty slid 259 points to close at 17,154, marking its 5-month low. An overwhelming majority, about 2,748 shares, declined, while 764 shares advanced and 145 shares remained unchanged. In fact, Nifty fell below the budget day low of 17,255. All sectoral indices also ended in the red, with the India VIX zooming about 21%, meaning investors are turning nervous and there could be more volatility going ahead. No question about the volatility, but today should be a more sober trading day. Have a wonderful trading day. Catch you tomorrow, same time.